You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, friends. Elliot here. Caleb and I hope you are healthy and safe at home right now. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on right now, but Caleb and I, with the help of our friends at the Broadway Podcast Network, are hosting something each week to help brighten up your day. Every Wednesday and Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Caleb and I will be hosting a live video happy hour, courtesy of the Broadway Podcast Network. We'll be sitting down with some of your favorite podcasters from other shows on the network, and we're going to sit, have a cocktail, have some laughs, and take a break from watching Netflix for the day. What you're about to hear is the audio from those video calls. But you can watch the whole thing for yourself on the Broadway Podcast Network YouTube channel. And to tune in live, you can go to bpn.fm/happyhour. Again, that's bpn.fm/happyhour. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Cheers. This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Yes! Cheers! Clink! Hi, Caleb! I can't hear you. I think you might be muted. Here we are. Talk now. I still can't hear you. Well, while we figure this out, can we bring in our special guests for the week from In the Room with Stephen and Dana? It's Stephen and Dana. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Welcome. Woo. Caleb is figuring out the technology. You know, we're making it work here. Ooh. So we'll...
God bless the AV Club.
Oh my God. I wish we had a cart to push down a hallway.
Oh, you know? Remember those carts with, they either had like the VCR or the overhead projector, and they were always like this brown color, and the plastic was always so crappy that it had like little bits that you could pick off with your fingernails.
For school news, Caleb, how's it going? Speak. Can we hear you? Can you hear us? Can you talk? Oh no.
Well, Stephen is a sign language interpreter, so maybe.
I know. We were going to get to that. Like that that is so wild. So Stephen will just sign everything that he thinks Caleb is saying.
Whatever. I'm not getting
for
paid.
Everyone. we will figure this out, but for now, welcome. This is Broadway Podcast Network Happy Hour. I'm Elliot and Caleb is down below and we are the hosts of Equity One, Broadway's Happy Hour. And, we're so excited to sit with some of our favorite fellow podcasters here. We're so excited to have you all join us.
Thanks for having us. Happy Hump Day.
Of course.
Such a real production. Like, I might weep. Like, this is so professional. Caleb's, you know, muting aside, but
yeah, I feel like it. I feel like I'm on the Rosie O'Donnell show and Caleb is Adrienne Warren in the bathtub with the suds.
What a pull, oh my God. Stephen.
This is like I live with Kelly and Ryan is always just on in the mornings in my house because it comes on after the news. And Leslie Odom Jr. performed on there one day and he is so talented, but oh my gosh, the Wi-Fi was so bad. Like it went, I think they went to commercial twice within his performance because it was just like, it was just like not working. But you know, we're all figuring it out in this time.
Am I here? Am I
here? You're here.
You're here.
Yes. Success.
Look at your also, side gun.
New arrangement too. Like it's kind of, I'm in this Airbnb in Connecticut and this is the bunk bedroom.
Cute.
So I'm here. I heard all that. You call me Adrian Warren, Adrian. So like, I'm really like thankful for that. So thank you. Like,
yeah, we're big fans. So we'll take what we can get. where are you all isolating right now?
Washington Heights.
Yeah.
In my apartment where I live.
And Astoria. How
is the city?
I mean, I feel like you actually put it the best. We know what our parents know. We learn from the news about where we live, and that's weird.
Weird.
Yeah. It's weird finding out about your neighborhood on the news.
Totally. It's like, and it's so bizarre. You know, I've been talking a lot with my boyfriend about how much we miss being in the city, but also that like right now, the city that we miss is not New York. It's not the normal. So there's no reason to, you know, it's hard for everyone, I'm sure, especially if you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. And it almost doesn't feel like I'm in the middle of it because nothing's happening.
Right.
There's no sense of like, something is happening that I can see. It's this invisible happening. Which makes it spookier.
It's very spooky.
How often are you going out to like the grocery stores and like how are you keeping insane?
Well, we're spreading it out in my house. There's three of us here, so we kind of rotate. Go to the store as little as we can. We try to stock up as much as we can in a trip. And then if we have to go back, it's for odds and sods.
Sods for planting.
My roommate just went to the grocery store because the order that we put in on Instacart was like a $200 order. And it was delivered and you can watch them as they are shopping for you. And so you can be like, they swapped out this, they're refunding you this. So you kind of prepay and then you actually pay at the end.
Understood.
And so our $200 order was like $100 because half of it he couldn't find. And that's like flour, bread, eggs, like dish soap. Like it was just the most basic.
Yeah, our stock levels are pretty good. I was going to ask about in Astoria. Our problem up here is not stock. It's you wait 45 minutes to get into the market, to then do your shopping, to then stand on like a more spread out line. No complaints. It's just the problem up here is time, not stock, which I am grateful for. Is that true where you all are?
Where I am is I'm in Kentucky and a lot more space here. So spreading out is not that big of an issue. I haven't had to wait to get into a store yet. The nice thing is, the stock is not so bad here. I'm able to find most of what I need usually. The grocery stores have been amazing at stocking and restocking, and there's just a lot less people in like concentrated in one space using the same stores. So we're lucky in that way. Caleb?
Here in Connecticut, they've started only letting 5 people in a store at a time. So that's kind of nice because it's less people. But they also look at me crazy because I'm wearing gloves and a mask. And I'm like, listen, you guys, like, if New York sneezes, you guys get sick. So, like, you need to, like, start wearing your masks and, like, take it seriously.
Yeah, we have signs up at our market, face mask required to enter. There's certainly, it's not 5 in the store at a time. Some very small, like, pharmacies or mom and pops are doing that. But, it's spooky to see face masks must be worn next to the lemon basket.
Yeah. It's wild.
I never thought to prepare for anything like this.
We've never been raised to get through a pandemic before. No one has.
Yeah.
So we'll
definitely, I'm glad it wasn't a draft. Right now. Something I'm working on for work right now, because I work in reality TV production, is we're researching survivalists, and this is their shit. Like, this is what they've been waiting for. So it's like,
wow,
it's so interesting. There are they're kind of like a couple groups. Like there's off the grid people who are just crunchy and want to find their own berries, you know, and do yoga in the mountains.
Right, and Susie.
Yes. And then there's the fear-based. These are all the guns you need.
Bunkers.
This is the bunker. Yeah, the bunker, like the end of the world, disaster preparedness. So it's been very interesting to research all of that.
Work. I mean, honestly, good for them. They're like, and what?
Nina, how to skin a deer. Next question.
Well, I'm glad that you all are safe. And even though it's spooky, I'm happy to be sitting and having a cocktail. And let's get to some like giggling because it has been a day. So
it's
let's
been
all
a big news day.
It has
big news day.
I think
so let's all
big
cheers.
With this big news. Yes.
Cheers here from cheers. 9 to 5. The musical.
Cheers. Wait, mine has words on it.
Oh,
old
what does it say?
Wisconsin. Ooh.
Wisconsin.
Love that. Mine is a Tervis wine glass, so it's plastic and it is in like insulated. So
cute.
Keep it cold.
I thought you said yours was a turban, and then now looking at it, I guess if you turned it upside down, it
I'll do it right now.
Could no, very well be a turban.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you all been watching this week? What's your quarantine viewing been?
Steven, take it away.
Well, I'm fresh from the sofa where I just finished Schitt's Creek.
I'm with you.
Oh.
So that was this afternoon.
Yeah, the finale.
If my eyes are a little puffy.
You look gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
It was a happy ending, right?
No spoilers.
In all of the ways.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was beautiful. Am I doing Tiger King in chunks? It is very, I can't do two in a row and I can't pay all of the attention. I have to be doing something else.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of, it's fascinating, but it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised you're watching it, Steven.
Me?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something you'd watch.
You know I love the cats.
I know. Exactly.
That's why. Yeah, yeah.
There was conversation happening and I wanted to have some context.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely
sure
of the moment. It's the binge du jour for sure.
Yeah, and I also watched the Madam C.J. Walker, Octavia Spencer.
Oh, the self-made or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, how was that?
I don't know that one.
She's
We love
great.
Octavia.
We
love Octavia. Yeah, she's
everything
amazing.
Else was like a solid.
Great. I love that.
It's solid.
Solid. Dana, what have you been watching?
I am watching Better Things. It's my favorite show. It was on FX and it is still on FX, but now it's also Hulu. So everyone can watch it. And this, just hold on for just 1 second. Strap on in, buckle your seatbelts, because this last week, oh my God, so Pamela Adlon is the star of it. And, you know, she took over that writer's room and she makes me weep. It's her show. She's giving such a performance. She's a single mom of 3 girls living in LA. She's like a Hollywood actress. So she's kind of like, that's kind of her life in real life. But this last episode starred Randy Rainbow, Molly Shannon, and Steven's friend, Elizabeth Ashley. And it was set in New Orleans. And Randy Rainbow sang a Tom Waits song. Like, it was, it blew my mind. It was so beautiful. And there was a big gay wedding. Yeah. It's my favorite. It's beautiful. Stacked.
I love
that. That's my favorite. And also Killing Eve. Loving Killing Eve.
Oh, so
catching
good.
Catching up.
Oh, you're catching up.
Okay. I realized I hadn't seen season 2 yet.
Ooh.
So we're watching season 2. I'm watching some Instagram Live moments.
Oh, tell us about what Instagram Lives you've been featuring.
Yes. Okay, so Bette Midler's daughter, Sophie, has a podcast. It's called Having a Night, and it's all about the art of throwing a dinner party.
Oh.
And so they've recently gone live, and they're doing, like, dinner parties, her and Ari. They're the two co-hosts. And they just, like, press play and, like, cook dinner and talk. And it's amazing. It's so cute. I love it.
I love that. That's cute.
I would watch that. I have been against the lives lately. They're a little bit too much energy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that one I would enjoy.
Dana was watching live at the same time Bette Midler was watching live.
There was like 32 people watching, and one of them was me. The other person was Bette Midler.
Oh my god, 1 degree
and 30 of your closest friends.
I'm dead. Like, that to me is enough to, like, get me through the next couple months.
Oh, totally. That is life sustaining.
Like, yes. She wrote Cheers, and then someone else wrote something, and then I wrote Cheers. And I was like,
she probably saw it.
I think you cheered. It was weird,
and we're flying way too close to the sun nowadays.
My watches are food related as well. I've been watching, so I'm obsessed with the Bon Appetit YouTube channel.
Oh my god.
And
how didn't I know this?
I don't know. Now we know. And that's the whole episode.
Now you know.
But they've been obviously they're all self-isolating, so they've been doing a series about their home kitchens, their favorite tools, and it is just, I love it.
I've been dying to see their home kitchens.
I know, years. And they so make sense. Like, Brad's is a mess. You know, it's like so cute. I'm obsessed.
I live for the Bon Appetit lifestyle.
I really do.
Oh, same.
I really
it is a lifestyle.
Do. My boyfriend, for my birthday, we went to the Bon Appetit Best Weekend Ever, and we got to watch Miss Cracker and Carla Lali Music go back to back, live and in person.
That is so cool.
Best day of my life.
I'm so jealous.
I love when drag and something else unite. Like,
yes.
Drag and story time with kids unite. It's magic.
Yes.
Drag and Bon Appetit, magic.
Yes. I was re-listening to some of your older episodes, and I was, like, listening to an Annalie Ashford episode, and she was like, went into, like, a drag race tangent, and I was like, ugh, our queen. You know what I mean? It's like,
she gets it. She likes Miss Piggy and all those, like, unicorn special things.
Cheers. It was so lovely. I was like, oh my god, gay rights.
Annalie Ashford is gay rights.
Gay rights. Yeah.
1,000,000,000%.
Well, we'll move to, like, our quick, like, little interview section. So, we like to start every podcast by asking our guests what first got them interested in the arts as a young person. So, Stephen, why don't you start us off?
Very easy answer. Bernadette Peters' performance in Into the Woods. my grandma somehow knew how to navigate the VCR, and I was a baby. I had no verbal interest in the arts or musicals, but she saw in, you know, probably the Jewish Journal and the TV Guide that PBS was going to be airing a musical about fairy tales. Okay. So she recorded it on the VCR, and I watched that tape to death. Mom would just have to rewind it every couple hours, and I'd start over, and I was self-sufficient for the first few years of my life. So that was my entrance.
I love that. What were some of all of your, like, worn out VCR tapes? Like, for me, it was The Lion King and the ABC Family Cinderella with Brandy. Like, those tapes just got
ruined in my apartment.
Yeah, ruined.
I have to say that I recorded a lot of things.
Yeah,
so
my version of
First Wives Club is what I recorded off of TV. And so,
oh my
like,
God.
as of a few years ago when I decided to watch it for real, because I didn't know that it was the wrong version. There are things in the actual DVD movie that, like, I just didn't, they cut it out. There's like That's a good so 7.5 minutes that are cut out. I'm like,
yeah.
My so copy of weird. First Wives Club was duped off of a laser disc. So halfway through, the screen goes blue and it just says change laser disc for a couple of minutes.
I would say, like, right Hook and Sandlot and Milo and Otis, like, love a pet buddy movie.
Love a dog movie.
Homeward Bound, love it. Couldn't get enough of it.
I was a big fan of Air Bud.
Air Bud. We would hide the case and we'd be like, okay, I'm putting a VHS in, guess what it is? And remember, it'd always be the same commercials beforehand and you'd be like, okay, well, I know this is either Cinderella or Snow White.
It was a game. Yeah.
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 For sure.
So funny. We just lost all our entire below 18 listenership. Just they're just all like, what? But they should learn.
They shouldn't be on an Equity One.
But this lives on YouTube after the fact.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Yes. It has a life.
Dana, what about you? What first got you bitten by the arts bug?
I would have to say at the very beginning, The Wizard of Oz, there's actual footage of me and my dog and my cat singing.
Both of which you're allergic to.
Both of which I'm allergic to now. Singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I'm two. So that was, I was a friend of Dorothy at the very beginning, honey.
Yes.
And honey. Then I think it started to crank up more with Annie, the movie version. I thought Carol Burnett was, you know, God. Goddess. Actual God. And then it really hit my cultural inside of myself was the Rosie O'Donnell show. That just really, like, she showed me who Will and Grace was. She showed me who Billy Porter was. He didn't just become famous, you guys. Like, I've known Leo since 1996. So
iconic.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, that's my original Bette Midler obsession and Barbra Streisand obsession and just going to the library and digging deep. Yeah. Every little thing, every album, every lyric, every breath, every, just insane. So she was what really lit a fire under my ass.
Yeah, Caleb was a library.
Original cast albums, the CDs you would rent from the library. I would get like 10 a day, burn them onto my computer.
They let you 10 at a time?
10 at a time, that was it.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Some queen liked you at that library.
You know.
We were at a one at a time branch.
Oh.
Ooh. Where did you all grow up?
Thousand Oaks, California, which was in the Broadway briefing this morning because somebody's been embezzling the local theater.
Oh, I did read that. Yes.
Oh, no.
Shout out to the Broadway briefing. We love the Broadway briefing.
This emoji.
Love the Broadway briefing.
Caleb sends
the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
Oh, work. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, Rosie was my intro to Broadway and anything big city related.
Totally. Like I remember coming home and watching Rosie after school. And also like as a gay person, like not knowing exactly what it was about Rosie that like was so relatable. You know what I mean?
Same,
I was like, why are you my people? Like, I don't understand that. I thought it was just koosh balls and silly songs, but
no, there were brown pantsuits too.
I remember the episode where she brought on Kristen Chenoweth for the very first time because she loved this new talent. She told everyone how cool Harry Potter was. Like, she was a huge influence for this generation, especially.
Yeah, like, and that time too. I mean, that was kind of like Oprah's heyday as well. Like, the kind of like afternoon talk show influence was huge. I mean, they told us what to watch, what to buy, what to read. All of those things were like very much influenced by that TV time in the afternoon.
Yep. And I love that she had such an old soul. Like, she didn't have just the new up-and-comers. She was like, these are who you need. These are the people you need to know in history. Like, Barry Manilow and Penny Marshall. And
It was never Broadway specific, but the seed was very much planted in New York. So she had on New York people, and I knew I wanted to be a New Yorker. So I would watch her, and I would know if Rosie O'Donnell said it or endorsed it or was into it, then that's what real New Yorkers were doing. She was my touchstone to not only theater, but also the city and what I needed to know so that when I showed up here, I wasn't uninformed.
And she wasn't too proud to be a fan. The fact that she was a fan, you're allowing me to be a fan. Like, it's like, it's okay to cry when Barbra Streisand comes on, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to cry and just tell her, like, you're my mom. Like, this is what's happening now. Like, I loved that she was so smart. She was such a fan. And I think that that lacks in a lot of talk show hosts. You need to really be obsessed.
Yeah. Because it's fun. It gives more, it makes it more authentic. Like, this is what I would be wanting someone to ask if I were in a room with Bernadette Peters, or if I were in a room with these people. Like, I would want to get in there like a fan, not someone who's like, so I hear you're doing this show.
Yeah, she didn't talk to anyone. No. She didn't want to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not interested.
Yeah.
She still doesn't.
And Dana, wasn't she wasn't she driving the welcome wagon for you into New York? Do you want to tell that story of meeting Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh my God! How do you know that story?
I listened to the program.
Okay, so actually, great news. Okay, so it was like my second trip to New York, my first real venture. The first Broadway show I ever saw was in the Heights. And we went with our senior showcase for college. That's what that was. So it was like 2008. And this is such, I might start weeping on your program right now. It was such a divine moment. I spotted Rosie O'Donnell's ex-wife, Kelly, across the balcony. I'm like, hold on a goddamn minute, where's Rosie? And I wept. I was like, there she is. Weeping the entire time. I was watching Rosie O'Donnell watch In the Heights. The entire time. I was like, she's my woman. At intermission, I went to go say hi, whatever. I also spotted Eric McCormack sitting next to our group. Was in love with Will and Grace. Like, what a moment. Intermission, Rosie O'Donnell stands up. She's in the balcony. I don't know for what reason. She'll sit anywhere. So she was talking to someone down in the mezz, kind of screaming. It was fucking Martin Short.
Oh my God.
Can you die? The only man I've ever loved. Even Johnny Carson. Like,
it was just,
tell me that was not meant to be.
The charity.
I love her so much. Yeah. I owe her a lot, actually. Cheers.
Cheers to Rosie and Martin Short.
I'm almost
and Eric McCormack.
May he rest.
And mezzanine. Sorry, the mezz.
I love the mezz. No, we curse here. This is
we use language.
Oh, I also love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
can the adults please smoke?
Can the adults please curse? So Steven, you grew up a dance competition kid, right?
I did.
Because that's how Caleb and I met, was through dance competitions.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us a good competition story. Like, maybe you got like a high silver and stormed off stage, or like what was young Steven like at going to like ADA?
First of all, within reach of my vanity is my pin board with my American Dance Alliance.
Yeah, I just met ADA.
Ultimate, baby, ultimate.
Please, that was for. Oh, I feel just, God. It's not a Tony. That was for my solo when I was 13 or 14. I think it was 14. Arguable. Choreographed by Mandy Moore of Zoe's Legend. Magical playlist and
La La Land and so
La La Land, all the things. Yes.
Not This Is Us, Mandy Moore.
Not This Is Us.
Not a walk to remember.
Really. So yeah, that's what that was for. I mean, that's my big dance competition story. It's not really from a specific competition, but yeah. I got to train with Mandy Moore while she was, you know, just Mandy. She was as old as I am now, teaching a bunch of high schoolers who were taking this seriously enough, how to dance. And
yeah,
we were scrappy and we worked really hard and we had a lot of fun and we cried a lot. And the time spent with her and that group of people and all of that is irreplaceable. It's a period of time that, you know, while I don't know that I'd go back and do it again just because I'm old, you know, it happened when it was supposed to happen and it was perfect as it was. If anything were different, it wouldn't have been right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That those years like doing dance were like so formative like so many ways. Who knew? But also that's
I think responsibility and like safety. I mean, like you got to learn quick.
Yeah,
I was weird. Like when I was done with the studio and realized that meant done with dance competitions, I kind of had to wean myself off. So I would like choreograph my own solos and enter as an independent for anything that was close enough to drive. Because like,
oh my god, I love that.
Care. I just wanted, like, I wasn't ready to give that part up because that was the performance part. That was the Broadway part. That was the dream part. So I had to wean that off of myself.
But I love that. I mean, that's like, you know, starting young, like making your own way, like finding your own ways to perform. If it's like entering as an independent at your dance competition or, you know, making a podcast or doing whatever, like you got to like make your own way in the world.
Sure. Make the space.
I also love the story that like Mandy Moore was like your dance teacher and then she's Mandy Moore. So like,
I know she's Mandy Moore.
Always like, you know, that shows you like everyone's on the up, everyone's working, everyone's doing their thing. So just like work hard, be nice. Cause you never know when your dance teacher is going to be Mandy Moore.
And like Liza always says, say yes.
Say yes.
Because life keeps happening every day, honey.
Every single day. Ring them.
Yeah. Ring them bells.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Now, would you all please share a little bit of In the Room with us? Do you have a little segment to give us?
We certainly have a segment, and then we also kind of thought of a little game for you guys.
Perfect.
We don't always have a game, but sometimes we have a game, and this time we have a game. Cool. Our little segment goes like this. Oh, Elliot froze. I want to make sure he can hear it. He did froze.
He got so excited that he was like,
he was doing time steps.
Eight. Oh no, we might have to go on for sake of time.
All right. There are seven very well-known dwarves in history.
Seven.
If you were the eighth dwarf, what would your name be?
Oh. Something like gay dwarf. I don't know. Like, we need to have
it ends in Y.
Wait, no one has ever said gay dwarf before. Can you believe?
Gay dwarf.
Gay dwarf. Like, does his name to be like gay or like, I don't know. Like,
no, it's, please. We've
there's
Margaret
there's
dwarf.
Doc.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah. So I think there just needs to be like, queen gay dwarf who needs to just be like, listen, lady,
queen dwarf.
We're working hard. Let's just keep washing our hands because we just did our nails. Like, we can't be working in this mine all day long. Like,
gotta use that nail brush, honey.
Yeah. A gender fluid dwarf, maybe. So that's my thought.
Fluid dwarf. I love it.
Fluid dwarf.
Fluid.
What do you think Elliot would say?
Elliot, I think, would agree with me because, you know, he loves a drag queen. So I think, oh my gosh, another drag queen. Like, can you imagine like one just like smoking in the corner and like drinking a cocktail while like everyone else is cleaning? That would be funny.
All right, let's see. Let's see what he would say.
I love this. This is the game.
And we're back.
Hello. Elliot. Hi.
Say this question again, Stephen.
Stephen will have to return.
There are seven very well-known dwarves in history. If you were the eighth dwarf, what would your name be?
If I were the eighth dwarf, Murchie. Smirchy.
Very on brand. Not my answer.
What did you say?
I said that you would be like drag queen dwarf. I'm not coming up with clever names. I'm just like giving you like stereotypes, you know, just like.
Okay.
Like, what's your essence?
I do love a queen. I feel like it speaks to a lot of my essence. You know, I have kind of an obsessive personality. Like I watch things over and over again. I like to own like things that like show people that I'm a fan. So I think that's.
Wait, what do you collect?
Show shirts. LOL.
Show shirts.
Get out.
Show shirts.
Yes. Show shirts. Yeah.
I'm wearing a show shirt.
What is it?
Show shirt bean.
Into
show
the
life. Show shirt.
It's into the woods. Lit.
It's event.
That's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. That's my t-shirt now. Thank you.
Oh.
Send it. We'll send you the address in the chat.
In the chat. Yeah. In the private chat or the live comments.
Live comments. Yeah. I can see.
Never. I won't send it in the live comments.
Yeah. Listen, in the Smurf Kingdom, there needs to be a merch dwarf. I can't believe we haven't established that already.
Oh yeah.
Well, now I have the monopoly. So cheers. Cheers. I'm having two. It's been a long day. All right.
This is the strongest cocktail I've ever had in recent days.
It well, I knew I couldn't get up and get a refill, so I
I brought the bottle
for it.
It's strong.
Yeah.
And I carried that bottle from location one to location B. So, like, you know, I was like, it was priorities.
Is that
come on one
so
to
long?
B?
one to B. Like, I quit with the numerals. No.
Caleb's drunk. He doesn't know numbers from letters. Yeah. I love. Okay, great.
We also have a game.
Yeah.
Let's do
we
it.
We thought of a game, and this is a game off of our Wheel of Nancy Opportunity that we didn't get to play with her, so we're playing it with you.
Fun! Now, this is the episode from BroadwayCon that people can find on your feed.
It is.
Yeah.
We don't play too many games on our podcast, but this is one that it's not really
like
a game.
To.
It's
they
just
haven't
question.
Worked. So this one is called Broadway Blind Spot. And the game is you tell us a show that you maybe don't know so well. And we'll see if one of the other people in this broadcast can explain it to you.
Or anything about, like a classic. That every time someone says Sweeney Todd, you're like.
Can I go first?
Okay, great.
Yes.
Caleb's first. Brave.
Passing Strange. No idea what it's about.
Oh my God. Passing Strange is like one of my road trip musicals.
Road trip musical.
Take it away. Oh, wait.
Okay, so Passing Strange is
in a nutshell.
Written by, in a nutshell, it's about a young black man who moves away from the States to go live in Amsterdam to like find himself and write music. So it's all about his like struggle with his like family identity, and also like wanting to get away from that, but then also like struggling with the identity of being an artist in Amsterdam. He doesn't feel like that fits either. So it's this like, it's just this like narrative of this young artist like torn between like two different cultures and finding where he fits.
Okay, I'm into that. Well, what's the music from? Is it pop?
It's rock.
That as well, because I also do not know Passing Strange.
Thank you.
It's rock. Yeah, hey, it is so good. It is so good. It's amazing.
It's been a lot of my day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. I want to help someone know about a musical. What's the next musical?
Yeah, Elliot, your turn.
My turn. A musical I don't really know anything about. I don't know anything about like Steel Pier. I don't know one song from that.
A song from that came on Daily Mix 1 today. And I pressed the heart on it. Karen Ziemba was telling me a story that I needed to hear.
Tony Award.
I didn't know Karen Ziemba. I didn't know Karen Ziemba was in it. I'm obsessed with Karen Ziemba.
Let me tell you what it was called. It was called Daily Mix 1.
We love a Daily Discover, by the way.
Come on now. I'm new to Spotify.
It's okay. Anyone
still very exciting to me.
If you love Steel Pier, sound off in the comments. Tell me what I should know.
Sound off!
Called Running in Place by Karen Ziemba.
I know that Kristen Chenoweth was in it, but I don't know anything about it.
It came on after I Want a Long Time Daddy by Elaine Stritch.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And don't we all?
Wow.
Those are my daily mixes.
Steven, what is yours?
What's a show I don't know that
We're not off the
embarrassed
hook
about? Oh, shit. Yeah. Can you go first? I haven't thought of mine yet.
Yes. I was supposed to see this show last Friday, Carolina Change. I know nothing about it.
See,
I don't think I know a song from it. Tell me if I'm wrong, Steven, but I don't know.
No, you probably don't.
Okay.
There aren't like hits from Carolina Change.
I mean, like, there are in my house. 50.
I was going to say,
you guys,
too.
I'm so sweaty. I'm so sorry.
I'm sweaty too. Don't worry. Steven, tell us about Carolina Change.
All right. Well, I'm not good at summation. Yeah. Okay. Caroline is a maid for some Jewish people in Louisiana. She works in the basement and it's real hot down there. And there's a little boy that lives in the house named Noah. And his parents, Vian Cox, is trying to teach him not to leave change in his pocket and put it in the laundry. Empty your pockets before putting your clothes in the laundry. Hard lesson to learn. So for Hanukkah, he gets $20. Leaves it in his pocket. Now, Caroline has been instructed by Vian Cox to teach Noah a lesson. Any change he leaves in his pockets, you can have. Well, Noah just left $20 in his pocket. So she's struggling with the, do I take this? And then there's all this drama about whether or not she takes it.
She's a black woman.
Washing machine.
In trouble.
Totally. And yes, so yeah, all the Caroline's friends, the washing machine, the radio, they are all characters. They all have voices and come to life with her.
Love cycle.
A soap operetta.
You have convinced me. I really want to see this musical now.
It's a good one to listen to straight through. The album is really great and full and complete. And it's so good. I have tickets to it as well, and I'm waiting to reschedule. I got tickets for a night that would be sign language interpreted.
Oh, cool.
So I have to find out if and when that's being rescheduled.
Yeah.
I love
but
that.
But it's great. It's so good. I got to, the last time I saw it was in Astoria with LaDonna Burns as Caroline.
Work.
Okay. It was fierce. It's such a good show. I'm so looking forward to seeing it. When we first started self-isolating, I looked on my calendar. I'm like, when's the next time I have to really be anywhere? I'm like, changing jobs, so everything's very quiet around here. And yeah, I looked, and it was like, May 5th. I was like, I just need till May 5th. I'm good till May 5th. Well, and beyond.
Steven, I know you just did a big solid for me in telling me all about Carolina Change. But you do have to say what your Broadway blind spot is.
You do.
I think my Broadway blind spot for today, and it's one that I recently just listened to straight through for the first time, so I'm really starting to try to learn about it, is Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Oh, wow. Sure.
It's a blind
spot. I don't know the story of it, but I do know the songs from it.
It's
How Prince.
Yeah.
How Prince, of course.
You got to learn how not to be.
Like, I know the... That, like, I know the variables of it. I know that, like, Hal Prince plus Cheetah plus eventually Vanessa Williams equals, like, do it. Pay attention to this. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, work. Well, we maybe all have a blind spot there.
Do we really? That makes me feel better.
Kurt Cheetah's Tony Award performance of Where You Are from Kiss of the Spider-Woman is one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube. It's so hot. It's so good. She's in a white tux and a hat and a cane. There's a cane.
All right.
Then,
here's what I propose.
And she's just like, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. It's so tight. It's so tight. Oh my God. And then they raise her up and she's like, you know, horizontal. It's great. It's great.
The next time there is a production in the tri-state, I suggest that we all go see it.
We'll all go.
I love it.
I love it.
Great.
It's a date.
Let's correct our blind spots together.
Together. Caleb, do you have a game for us?
I do, but I left it downstairs. Can you stall for 1 minute?
So sweaty.
Yes, a quick minute. Hurry. We're on a time crunch. Go. Oh.
An tiny one bitch. Minute.
Which, by the way, Dana, I had a Merge Madness planned, but I don't think we have time. But I watched Best Worst Thing last night.
You did?
And it is so fabulous.
Was it your first time?
You. First time seeing it. And I don't know a ton about Merrily, so it was really good to see that. So if you haven't watched it, Best Worst Thing That Could Have Ever Happened is on Netflix, and you should watch it. It's the Merrily We Roll Along documentary.
Yeah. Close. Okay. It's Best Worst Thing That Ever Could Have Happened. Our production
so
company
good.
Did that. It's gorgeous. Yeah. We were going to watch it last night too, but didn't.
But
yeah.
It's amazing. I really, really loved it.
Thank you.
So yeah. Yeah. All right, Caleb, game time.
We're back. Okay. So in between some easy questions, we're going to play one of my favorite games called That Beautiful Sound, where I play a sound that I created myself. And you have to be very ASMR. Specific in what it is.
Okay.
Yes? Thumbs up?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know how the game works, so follow along. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start with some questions first. Okay. You're, and this is just quick. You don't have to think heavy
Rapid
about
fire.
It.
Rapid fire. Yeah.
Your go-to karaoke hits. What are they?
Part of Your World.
Donka Shane, Wayne Newton.
Okay, deep cut. I don't know.
I'm
not after, involved.
Okay, great. After social distancing, what is the first restaurant you're going to go to?
Tacuba, Astoria.
Work.
Outback Steakhouse. I don't know.
Wait,
I think mine is going to be Ariba, because I fucking love Ariba. Work. Ariba,
yeah.
So okay, good.
So Easter's coming up on Sunday. You know, chocolate bunny, Starburst jelly beans, or peanut butter chocolate eggs. What's your favorite?
Starburst jelly beans.
Starburst jelly beans.
Yes,
undisputed best Easter candy of all time.
My actual favorite is whatever Val is serving. for the record.
We have our Easter dinner that we do every year.
Yes. Oh, lovely.
Except this year.
Okay, so we're going to try this first sound. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
An ice dispenser. The twist at the end really got me. An ice dispenser?
Any other thoughts?
Someone dying, getting murdered?
Can I hear it? The ice dispenser twist really screwed me up.
Okay.
Yahtzee?
Yahtzee.
Bubblegum?
It's me making a cocktail. So I'm pulling out the ice and I'm twisting off the whiskey top.
Oh, understood. Okay, great. Nice.
You were close. Oh, you were close. Let's move on.
Yeah, questions.
Okay. Okay, back to questions. Easy questions. So would you rather have fresh, clean, this is three choices, you have to pick one, bed linens, underwear, or towels?
Bed. Fresh bed, nothing better.
What was the first one?
Bed linens,
oh, fresh bed.
Underwear, or towels. I think I would go with towels. Linen. I hate when towels are wet and smelly. That's where I'm at.
I mean, a fresh towel and a dry towel are different.
True.
Yeah, but very like...
true. Love a warm
I'll take a dry
towel,
one I understand to use. You know?
Okay.
As long as it's dry.
Okay, so a dry.
I'd like a martini, very dry.
What are Gail, your top three drag? What are your top three drag queens for RuPaul this season?
I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Boo.
Gigi Good. My girl Jan, my Astoria queen Jan. You know Jan.
Just Jan.
She's my local queen, and then I also love my girl Britta. I mean, it's just because I know them and it's hard. I know, yeah. You know, it's hard. I hope there's an arc.
Sure. Yeah. I'm agreeing with Brittany is signing off in the comments, but Jackie Cox is my third.
Oh, Jackie there. Cox. Yes. What a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
Real sweetie pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell's Kitchen Queen. There are a lot of New York queens.
Okay.
A lot of New York queens. Steven, get with it.
He's
next
into Grace
sound. Are we ready?
Yes, next sound.
The hat. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
That's you making mower. Banana bread.
Food.
That's a stand mixer.
It is a machine, but it's not lawnmower or stand machine.
What is it?
It is my Theragun going on my IT bands.
Love that.
You're an idiot.
Okay, last question. What is the perfect method for making Easter eggs?
Have a kid do it.
I'm Jewish.
Perfect.
I love that.
Eat matzah.
Happy Passover. Okay. Who is your number one celebrity that you would want to have in social distancing with you, like in your apartment with you?
Oh, God. Who do I love that much?
Ooh, that's a different question than who's your favorite. Who do I want to be quarantined with?
I want to be quarantined with Andy Baragani from the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen.
I would want Pamela Adlon from Better Things. I know she's cooking. She's doing Insta Lives. She can cook. She's cool as shit. There's probably weed involved. I don't know. Let's do it.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. She was on the Bon Appetit podcast, if you want to listen.
She was?
Yes. Yes.
She was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's perfect. I don't know. That's my answer. I win.
Number one celebrity I'd like to be quarantined with. I mean, to be honest, I'm a little bummed I'm not at Elizabeth Ashley's house right now. I know that she will never run out of paper towels. And I know that anything I could possibly need is there. And I know where it is.
We love. We love knowing your way around.
Guess what's within arm's reach right now, Stephen?
Your lighter leash? The pug.
Elizabeth Ashley's old pug t-shirt that I sleep in.
Mine's down in my drawer.
That's gorgeous.
How iconic. Star of stage and screen.
Remember when we wore those for our the Judds album recreation?
We need to put up some more pictures like that for, you know, some content.
Well, with that, we're going to say goodbye. Happy hour's ending.
Wait, we don't have time for a merch madness?
No, we're running out of time. Brittany is a busy businesswoman, so she has to go produce another podcast.
Can we
podcast.
Hang out actually after this?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a Zoom call. Yeah.
Okay, great. I got nothing else to do.
Can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media other than your handles that are right there? Where can you find the podcast?
And anywhere. Search In the Room with Stephen and Dana.
At In the Room Pod.
At In the Room Pod, intheroompod.com. Yes, renewed today.
Hey.
And of course, the Broadway Podcast Network.
Of course.
We all live.
Yeah. We all live there. And so it's a
bunker.
Big house.
It's our Broadway bunker.
Yeah. That's our landing spot. Nothing will be more up to date than the Broadway Podcast Network website. Followed by all the other things we've just given you.
Love it. You can find our podcast at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook and at Equity One _ on Twitter. And you can email us at equity
email at equity1podcast@gmail.com. There it is.
Yes. Yes. Great. And coming up on Saturday on the Broadway Podcast Network Happy Hour, we have How to Be More Chill with Alana Levine and Sam
Queen
Prius
Broadway. Alana Levine.
Alana Levine was a guest on Bette Midler's Daughter's podcast, Having a Night.
Full
it's
the first
family.
Thing I ever ordered from Amazon.com was the original Broadway cast recording of Your Good Man
Charlie Brown. Yes, little known facts. and
little
with that,
known fagged. That's
cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
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 Thank you, Brittany. Bye. Bye, everyone.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.